everybody, Bill Buckmaster with an urging to please be careful out there. We had 3 deaths here in Arizona from heat-related issues. Four deaths and needless. Please don't go out and hike in the middle of the day, certainly. Ray Allen, our producer-engineer, and me, Bill Buckmaster, welcoming you to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, June the 20th. Hope you did have a good weekend, despite hitting yesterday 115, which is the 3rd highest temperature ever recorded here in Tucson, Arizona. The Buckmaster Show live line open for you, 790-2040, for your calls and questions. And we invite you to become a friend of the show at Buckmaster Show on Twitter. And we're all, of course, on Facebook. And we're going to begin our Monday political face-off. Bruce Ash is here and Paul Eckerstrom. Then one of the nation's pioneering doctors in a new pain-relieving brain implant will join us at 12:30, followed by news at Tohono O'Toole. They have an Adopt a Bee campaign. We'll also find out how the Sirius Queen of the Night, they've got about 365, I believe, of those particular plants that open up only one night a year, and it is the season right now. So we've got a lot of varied content, as usual, for you on the Buckmaster Show. We do begin with the Monday political face-off. Bruce Ash is here. Mr. Ash, in his 4th term as the Republican National Committeeman for Arizona, he's also head of the GOP's Rules Committee, but not at the Convention Rules Committee.
Standing Committee,
okay. Paul Eckerstrom is here. Paul is former chairman of the state and Pima County Democratic Party. The Monday political face-off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging system. Thank you so much, Mo. You did a great job with some current work that you did for us, and it looks fantastic. Always get great results, Bruce, from what Mo does.
Yeah, they're great there.
Yeah, they are. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Bruce was over in San Diego area, so he missed out on all the fun yesterday.
It was hot there, too.
Was it really?
That was in the mid-80s.
Oh, mid-80s. leaving Paul and I and a lot of other people here in Tucson to sizzle.
I learned as a long time ago as a kid, don't go out in that heat if you can help it. And it's kind of this. That's the 3rd highest record temperature, but that's kind of par for the course for Phoenix. At least we have that over Phoenix. We're a little bit cooler.
And it really becomes an issue trying to especially take off in this kind of weather. My pilot friends say it is really a big deal when it gets over
110. Yeah, actually, we had a smooth ride coming back in this morning from San Diego, and really very little in the way of turbulence coming in, which is what you normally expect.
Oh, yeah. Well, you lucked out. I know, Bruce, you are, before we talk about the shakeup in the Trump campaign, you're very upset about these the 911 tapes that were released today by the FBI, but not we didn't get to hear all of them, correct?
No, I mean, look, if the Department of Justice wants to say that they can't release the tapes during an investigation, I think everybody would understand that. If the Department of Justice says that they are declining to reveal the tapes just because of how ugly the shooter spoke and it'll come out at a later time, but not today while things are so sensitive, that's one thing. But to release part of the tapes and to pretend that the shooter did not pledge allegiance to ISIS, did not pledge allegiance to Allah, and the whole presumption that he was making, the shooter was making, that Islam is a religion of peace and look, it is what it is, and if something awful like this happened, you're not doing the survivors of all those loved ones. You're not doing anybody any favors by not giving out all the information that you have if it's your intention to release information. I think it was very, very short-sighted. Americans have taken a lot of very, very brutal truths since September 11th, 2001. This wasn't going to throw anybody over the cliff.
Paul, are you upset about it?
No, I don't understand. The issue is that big a deal. I mean, it's already been reported out that
that he pledged allegiance
is to ISIS, and that you know, I don't think it's that big of an issue. I don't know why it's a big problem for Bruce, but they're still doing their investigation. They're still looking at computer stuff and things like that. I know that takes a while because I've been involved in criminal justice stuff where it takes a while to do the forensics on computers. You know, until we have all the answers, I frankly think it would probably have been smarter not to release anything until all the answers were apparent. But I don't see a problem with it at this point.
The president and his surrogates have from the very beginning, as they have in so many other of these attacks, have either said that it's workplace violence or this was a lone gunman, a lone eagle. Look, there's a lot of this stuff happening, not just here, but in capitals of Europe, all through the Middle East, in the Far East, in the Pacific. They may not be getting a phone call from Ahmed in Mecca, but they are radicalized and they are prone to do this type of destructive activities. There are military bases on alert at this time. There are athletic events that are on alert at this time. There are a lot of people that are pretty uptight about what's going on. And, Paul, try to minimize Bruce, this as much as you want.
I know
that fits the narrative going into the 16 election.
No,
the president 4 years ago said that this group
the
was
politics.
The JV and wasn't worried about it. But meanwhile, they now have operative control of several different countries.
Bruce, I know you want to make a big issue out of this for
politics. Of course, because everything's political.
But it's not political.
Okay.
The plain fact of the matter is there's a difference between what's been happening in Europe and happening here. Here we have people who've been radicalized through the internet, but haven't been being trained or taking direct orders.
This guy traveled to Saudi Arabia in the last year.
Which is different than what's been going on. And we don't know all the answers on this particular one. So, maybe we should hold judgment.
We know that the San Bernardino people did.
Well, they didn't go. But, Bruce, we obviously, the real problem here is when we went into the Iraq, we destabilized the entire region of the Middle East. And really what the solution is I don't know. It's much more complex than being able to make a political pontificate politically on this and make it a big issue somehow. We need to figure a strategy out against maybe on the cyber level to keep people from being radicalized and shut these people off in terms of any type of communication. But, Bruce, unless you're willing to put boots on the ground and have a huge occupying force in the entire Middle East for generations to come, which I don't think would really be a good idea because I think they would hate us even more then I don't know the answer to what you're trying to say. Is Barack Obama supposed to put boots on the ground and actually have a war with our troops again? Is that what you're calling for? I don't know.
Meanwhile, Barack Obama.
What's your solution? That's the question.
What is your solution?
Meanwhile, Barack Obama cut and run out of Iraq. Mm-hmm. He plans to cut and run out of Afghanistan.
Okay.
Are you going to let me finish? That was a failed strategy employed by both him and Mrs. Clinton. This has been what has destabilized not just Iraq, but now so many other countries. The president welcomed the Arab Spring. It's turned into a very, very, very bad situation in many of those countries. This was as a direct result of the philosophy that President Obama and his Secretary of State at the time, Hillary Clinton, encouraged. On the other hand, when the Green Revolution started happening in Iran, this president and his Secretary of State retreated from it. They have made all of the wrong moves at the wrong times.
Do you think we should put boots on the ground?
I think that that might be a strategy. And frankly, if it's not employed with our allies and with undeniable force, and if that includes major bombings where lots of civilians are killed, that may be what ends up happening.
Well, that's what we're doing right now,
Bruce. We did it through Second World War. We did it in Korea. There's no question that the unconditional surrender of Germany came as a result of overwhelming United States and allied military strength.
Look at the plain fact of the matter is we should never have gone into the Middle East in the first place. That's what created this hatred towards us. That's what's created
it's
this.
It's not what created the hatred,
it
Paul.
You know, it is.
Come on, get off that. And you know, you want to make this about America being so bad.
Look at,
okay? America is a bright, shining light in the world, and everybody listening to this show knows that you're 100% wrong.
You had your turn. You want to shot me down? Go ahead. But the plain fact of the matter is, you know, if you want peace in the world, you don't go in there and put troops on the ground, take out. I mean, I understand Saddam Hussein was a bad guy, but you know what? It was a stable region until we did that. And it was George Bush that did it.
And
it was
allies.
It was George Bush that did it.
And it
wasn't. We had boots on the ground, and it wasn't working.
All right, take a break right here. It's the Monday Political Face-Off. Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom, 12:16 on a very warm, let's put it that way, Monday afternoon. Be right back.
Hi, Dr. Kevin Lehman for 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. You know, we've had the same technician at our house for 11 years, and he's wonderful. But you know what? What does that tell you about the company? It tells you it's a great company who treats their people right. And they treat us customers great. I wouldn't use anybody. Truly, truly, listen to me. But 5-Star Termite and Pest Control.
The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
Welcome back. It is the Monday Political Face-Off. Bruce Ash, Paul Eckerstrom. We're here for Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, sponsoring our Monday Political Face-Off. We've got one caller to go to on the live line, and then one on Facebook wants me to ask Bruce and Paul, what about Sandy Hook, the Aurora movie shooter, the Tucson tragedy? What's the difference here with the Orlando tragedy?
I don't think there's a lot of difference in this sense. I think anybody that participates in this type of behavior has a mental health issue, whatever their motivation is, like the guy that went into the South Carolina church was a racist and went in there and killed a bunch of black parishioners. That is versus a motivation of. Maybe this guy in Orlando who was fighting on behalf of ISIS in his mind. I don't know which is it. They're just different motivations. I think these people are just mentally ill when you do acts like this of violence.
Well, the Orlando shooter was a security guard. He was licensed. He passed high-level security checks. I wouldn't want to be the company who was doing that work on him and have to fess up to the problems that went on with that security background check. The father is a goofball who's been still involved in Afghani politics and has been involved with some pretty radical people, including meeting with Hillary Clinton, I understand. But look... you know, I agree with Paul. Anybody who does this sort of thing is crazy, but, you know, they obviously have different motivations depending upon who they are.
All right, we've got three calls now waiting to talk. Let's go to Richard, 790-2040. Hey, Richard.
Hey, guys. A lovely day out there today.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, on the Iraq war and Hillary Clinton, you know, of course, the Iraq war by George Bush was a war of choice. It is now one of the greatest debacles in American history. The problem we have with this election is Hillary Clinton went in with it, too. She's complicit in all this. And the Clinton Foundation, of course, is so corrupt. But we've had no investigation of George W. Bush, the neocons, the lies that they perpetuated to create this enormous debacle. And we have no investigation into the Clinton Foundation whatsoever. So my point here is that this consolidated media is why we have such horrible candidates right now. If we'd had thorough investigations, if some people had gone to jail, if we'd had some clarity instead of these six corporations owning our entire media, we'd have some good candidates.
Okay, thank you, Richard.
Well, you know, I don't disagree with him about Hillary Clinton voting for the war. I think that was a huge mistake. There was an awful lot of senators and congressmen who voted for George Bush's war in Iraq because of, I think, the political momentum that had taken place after 9/11, and many of them, I think, regret it at this time, whether Republican or Democrat. But you know, she did vote for it, and there was others. There was a few people that stood up against it, and I supported Bernie Sanders because he was one of them. But I, you know, I think it was he was right. It's the biggest foreign policy blunder we've ever made in this country. So,
and Bruce, this consolidation of the media, it's something Donald Trump talks a lot about.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but okay. If there's a God in heaven, the criminal justice system is still investigating Mrs. Clinton, and hopefully she'll be taken from her campaign headquarters in handcuffs at some point in time.
Sean is next at 790-2040. Hey, Sean.
Good morning, gentlemen. So I'd like to hear the idea or feelings that both people have with regard to the amount of immigrants we're taking in that happen to be from Muslim countries.
Okay.
You know, if we went to any credible doctor in this area and we said, you know, we have a potential cancer here, why would you let it spread? You'd either want to treat it or cut it out. Yet we're letting ourselves be flooded with individuals we know will be seated with those individuals we don't want here.
Okay. Thank you, Sean.
You know, it's interesting, Sean, the people who are probably most against the flood of immigrants that are currently here are people who have been immigrants themselves. And, of course, all of us in America have come from immigrant experiences at some point in time. But this is a very, very dangerous period of time in our history. There is, regrettably, a low amount of vetting that is taking place. I happen to have a little bit of experience having our son worked at the Department of Homeland Security, U.S. Immigration Customs Service for many years. The caseload is years and years backed up, and yet there are people who are coming to the front of the line. The whole vote in the United Kingdom later this week on Brexit largely focuses around the immigration issue.
Yes,
there
it
as
does.
Well.
Yes, it does.
And countries throughout Europe as well as Asia, they're all very, very concerned about immigration for a number of different reasons, not just terror.
And just to correct you, you said all of us come from immigrant backgrounds. And, of course, there are First Nations people,
right,
and
I'm
Native
sorry.
Americans who have been here like a long time.
Yeah, they might have come from Canada too.
Well,
the Bering Strait. They came across
at
some point.
Ingrid, you are next. Ingrid, 790-2040. Hey, Ingrid.
Hi. Just a few things to keep in mind. During World War II, Jews were not allowed to come into this country. They were turned away, and they were a relatively small population.
Because you know how dangerous they are.
They were persecuted, but they were not allowed to come. They were turned back. Now we've got people coming who, from nations where are literally civil wars going on. They refuse to fight their own civil wars, and we're allowing them to come in here. The most we should do in such a situation is to provide a kind of tent city, but not even that. They have to fight their own battles. We don't allow people into our nation when there are civil wars going on someplace else. They're expected to fight their own battle.
Actually, history, we have allowed political refugees to come here and give them asylum. And one of the blackest marks on our history is when we turned away that ship full of Jewish refugees from Germany.
That was horrible.
And they went back, and many of them died in gas chambers. And I look at these
people. They tried everywhere. After they were turned away from the United States, they tried Cuba.
Right.
Yep. They tried South America. Yep.
This is a humanitarian crisis. And yes, there's dangers we have to watch out for. But, you know, we broke it. We sent troops into Iraq. We destabilized the region. Now we broke it. And the entire international community really needs to deal with a humanitarian crisis. And, I understand that some of these refugees might be dangerous and we need to vet them as best we can. But the plain fact of it is turning a blind eye to these people and letting them starve or sending them back to a horrible situation doesn't make a lot of sense to me either. I mean, it's not a good situation, and it's a situation we should have avoided by not creating this whole situation. But if you broke it, like Colin Powell says, if you break it, you own it.
Well, that's your opinion, Paul.
Okay. We only got 2 minutes left, and Bruce, we mentioned there's a shakeup in the campaign, of the Trump campaign. Can you update us real quickly?
Well, Corey Lewandowski's out. Manafort's in. There have been lots of dissension between the two of them, largely over how the campaign was going to be conducted. Manafort has won out. Manafort is a very, very skilled political operative who understands how a national election process is run. I think we'll see the Trump campaign will be subsumed through the RNC. It's normally the opposite way around. Normally, the presumptive nominee comes in and virtually takes over the RNC or the DNC. Certainly, that's what's going on right now at the DNC with the Clinton people coming in. This is sort of a reverse takeover, if you will. And it was really done because the Trump people didn't have that kind of infrastructure in place. They now will have it, as well as thousands of people who are working
around
the
country. So you and your colleagues at the Republican National Committee will be, in effect, kind of running the Trump campaign.
Well, I won't be.
Well,
but certainly the operatives who work at the RNC will.
Yeah.
And I want to dispatch this talk about delegate revolts and votes of conscience and so on.
Okay, real quickly, please.
That's just simply not going to occur. It's possible there could be a minority report that comes out of the Rules Committee on this, but the support for that type of a coup, particularly now with the campaign taking a different twist, I think is very, very unlikely.
The question is Trump going to listen to anybody and change his rhetoric about, basically racist rhetoric towards people of Hispanic descent, women, all sorts of things? Because he's still running and saying things as if he was in a primary election in the Republican Party rather than broadening his base in a general election. And if he doesn't do that, he's not going to win. It's going to be a massacre.
Paul Eckerstrom, Bruce Ass. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Brought to you by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, our Monday political face-off. Thank you to Moe and his family. They do such a great job over there at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. And, of course, they're on Facebook. Highly recommend Moe for any of your framing needs. Coming right back on the Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show at 12:31.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the news from a different perspective. Local opinion from Amo Franzi, Bill Richardson, and Bruce Ash. Our national columnists are the best. Michael Barone, Thomas Sowell, Ilan Berman, Avik Roy, Bill Tatro, and A View from the Left with Sam Smith of Progressive Review. Plus, Michael Ramirez political cartoons. It is thoughtful opinion and commentary only found at the Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an Amma Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Tuesday as we talk with Pima County supervisorial candidate Steve Christie, plus world-renowned comet discoverer Dr. David Levy. It's all happening on Buckmaster Live, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI, with live streaming, podcasts, and our archive on my website. That's buckmastershow.com. Now on The Buckmaster Show, this portion of the program presented by Green Things. What a fabulous location over there on River Road, 13 acres. They're doing these very popular workshops, usually Saturday and Sundays. They're 10 a.m. in the morning over there and free, so you can learn all about many, many facets of gardening. They also have a great supply, of course, of plants, but of pottery as well. All of my pottery, actually, the garden pottery, comes from Green Things, just west of intersection of Dodge and River, just west of Brandy Fenton Park. GreenThingsAZ.com. Say hello to Jack and Jan, the owners. They do a great job. Well, living in pain is no fun. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the things being innovative things being done to relieve pain. Tucson neurosurgeon Dr. J.C. Cristiano joining us on the live line. Dr. Cristiano was recently selected as one of only about 15, I believe, neurosurgeons in the United States to participate in the first round of surgeries for the implant of a new device designed to relieve pain and restore diagnostic freedom among patients who unfortunately have, in many cases, had a chronic pain and really a life of pain. Dr. Cristiano, how are you?
I'm well, Bill. How are you?
Doing real well. Tell me about what's going on here.
So a number of these patients have a pain problem, many of them emanating from spine surgery. As you probably know, spine surgery and spine problems, ruptured discs and so forth, are very common problems, and many people end up getting a lot of pain as a result of the problem itself, and then sometimes have residual pain problems even following well-directed surgeries. And so they come to us with these complaints of just ongoing debilitating back pain and leg pain, limitations with their walking, you know, in some folks as young as 40 or 50. Mm. And even in the older population, in their 80s. And so trying to find a solution for them to restore some function and some quality to their life can be a challenging thing.
Well, tell me about this particular device. And I believe it was a former Special Forces soldier, Robert Valdez. He agreed to have this device implanted. Tell me about that.
So patients like Robert. Robert has had a few back surgeries in his time from degenerative disc disease that arose out of his time in the Special Forces and his work thereafter. He had back pain and leg pain, and this device, you know, is an implanted electrical device. And what it does is it treats pain as kind of an electrical signal. And the example I give to patients is like the policeman's radar gun. There's a signal that's going up to the brain that says, you know, there's something wrong down here. And despite medicine's best efforts, with surgery and other medications and injections, it's not been able to be controlled. So there's this electrical signal going to the brain. And what the stimulator does is it makes the patient's legs feel like there's a tuning fork on their big toe, a big tuning fork. And so it feels like it's vibrating. The body has a preference for that signal, and so it will dampen the electrical signal from the pain in order to feel more of the vibration. And it can suppress patients' pain response by 50 to 75%. And so they get a substantial amount of relief out of it.
Where is the device then implanted, doctor?
It's implanted in the spine, and actually the epidural space, similar to where women end up getting catheters for their epidural for their pregnancy or their delivery, and patients who undergo orthopedic procedures in their extremities get anesthetic medication. So right around the bra line in the thoracic spine.
And where is this being done here in Tucson?
Well, there's a couple of us doing it. I am probably one of the more active ones. I did my training in Portland, Oregon, under a internationally renowned doctor in this specialty, Kim Burchell. So I do quite a few of them. There's some of it going on at Banner UMC, and occasionally some out in the private community at TMC and all that.
How successful was it with Robert Valdez?
He is extremely happy. Robert lives up in Sholo. He had not been able to really get out and tend to his yard during the non-hot season. He's able to walk quite a bit better. He is weaning off of all the narcotic pain medication that he was on. And of course, as a former military guy, he certainly didn't want to be on that stuff, but couldn't function without it. He's been able to cut his dose in half, and he is working toward getting off it altogether.
Dr. Cristiano, how do you evaluate whether someone is a candidate for this?
Obviously, we sit them down in the office, listen to their whole story, and there will be a number of medical imaging studies that are available to us to sort of review whether there's an ongoing problem or whether this is related to scar tissue or is there something new that's come up. And then, based on what we think is going on with regard to their nerves and their spine, we might make the recommendation for this.
It really...
go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's very difficult to determine if somebody is having a lot of pain when you're dealing with the nerves and the spine, whether, let's face it, no surgery is going to be 100% foolproof that you're going to get a guarantee that you're not going to be in pain, correct?
That's true. And in fact, the goal of this surgery is not to eliminate, but to dramatically reduce the pain. You know, one of the tricky things about pain is that there's no X-ray or MRI scan that you can do that
right. Shows
pain.
Yeah.
it shows, correlates. Like, we think that if this disc is ruptured or that nerve looks pushed on, and it fits with your symptoms, and we blame it on that, but we don't have any real way to image pain.
While I have you, doctor, as we age, there's a certain deterioration with all of our spines, isn't there?
That's true. That's true. And to different, just like people's knees and hips, to different degrees for different people.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen, folks as old as 85 that I wish I had their spine myself.
Yeah.
And I've seen people 10 years, 13 years younger than me who have just really horrible spines.
Yeah.
And everything in between.
This device, what is the device called?
It's a spinal cord stimulator.
Okay. And it was developed where?
It was developed, actually, sort of been refined over the last about 30 years or so. And this new device, though, previously the problem with the device is that it was an electrical device, and the most common imaging study these days is an MRI scan. Well, you can imagine that taking a piece of electrical device and putting it in a really big magnet can lead to some problems. And so patients who had a spinal cord stimulator before couldn't get MRI scans. And of course, the problem with that is not only could they not get MRI scans of their spine, but as you get older, things like strokes and breast cancer and, abdominal cancer and other things come up that the MRI scan is the best imaging modality for, and everything else is sort of second best. So this new device now has special encasement that dissipates, that disperses the MRI's energy and protects the electronic device. So now you can get an MRI scan with one of these things and not have any limitation to your diagnostic imaging.
Oh, that's huge. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how about going through airport scanners?
Bill, everybody asked me that question. and the easy answer is we give you a little card, but that can be forged. So you're going to be pulled aside, and they're going to wand you, and you're going to show them the little device that, you know, there's a generator inside your buttock, and they're going to run the wand over it, and you're going to say, this is what this is. And either you're a really bad terrorist and you've implanted the bomb in your body, which doesn't sound like a great plan, but or they're going to believe you and let you through.
Okay.
They're very used to this.
Dr. Cristiano, where can we find out more information about you?
I'm with Western Neurosurgery over at the Carondelet Neurologic Institute on the east side of town, and our website, WNSAZ.com, is where my bio and all the information on spinal cord stim lives.
Thanks a lot. Very interesting. We appreciate it.
Anytime, Bill. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Dr. J.C. Cristiano, and really doing some great stuff. One of only 15 neurosurgeons working that have really worked with this updated version. As the doctor said, it's been around the basic, I guess, for 30 years, but now this kind of updated version of the spinal cord simulator, which really sounds very promising. We'll be right back.
With a little humor and whimsy, Tohono O'Toole is honoring the environmental significance of bees and National Pollinator Week with their Adopt a Bee campaign. It's estimated that 90% of all flowering plants depend on animal pollinators to help them reproduce, and that includes about 35% of the world's food crops. Join them in raising awareness of the importance of these little creatures and their contribution to our local and international food economy. With your adoption, you'll receive an exclusive invite to their pollinator party on Friday, June the 24th. Meet your bee and enjoy locally distilled Three Wells Tequila and Whiskey Del Bac. Sample the Garden Bistro's inventive food creations using bee pollen and honeycomb, and try the regional honey bar by Dos Manos Apiaries. Appreciate the beauty of the gardens as musicians perform Flight of the Bumblebee. Adopt your bee today and join them on Friday, June the 24th for a pollinator party. For more information, visit tohonochul.org. That's tohonochul.org.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across Pima County. More than 730 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. Thanks to our partners in the public for collaboration, participation, and support of the RTA plan. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to our communities, the RTA truly is making a difference. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm a passionate traveler visiting more than 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 5 airlines flying to 18 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We're pushing toward 12:50 on this Monday afternoon. And if you're looking for a nice getaway to escape from the heat, one of our fine sponsors is Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It's just 3 hours east of Tucson, and they do a real nice job over there. Downtown historic Silver City. It's fun just to hang out, explore. They've got bunch of good restaurants too now in the downtown area that they've really done a good job. And of course, going up to the world famous Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument, that's just north of Silver City. That's a very pretty drive from Silver City up to the monument. Anyway, it's only about 3 hours east of Tucson. Their fine website is southwestnewmexico.org. It has the full listing of the many places to stay, like Bear Mountain Lodge and Casitas de Gila guest houses, and the many things to do. southwestnewmexico.org. And if you are sticking around town looking for a great getaway that's very close to Honolulu Park, Michelle Armstrong is here, marketing director from the park. Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing good, trying to stay cool.
Well, I just heard that that commercial message on my show. I appreciate it, about the Adopt a Bee campaign. This is kind of the first I had not heard about the campaign, but I like it because I know that bees are so important to keeping things pollinated.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've always celebrated National Pollinator Week, which is this week, but we wanted to do something different this year using humor and whimsy as a vehicle to promote and educate people about a sustainable bee population.
Tell me about the campaign.
Well, it was born from, I have to pay homage to Gary Larson and his Know Your Insects illustration where the insects have their name underneath. And I thought, wouldn't it be funny to name a bee? You know, we're not a zoo. We can't name an elephant or a camel or a giraffe. So we'll name something that's near and dear to our hearts, which are bees and the population that we have immediately on the grounds, but in our community.
What have we learned? I know you've been doing a couple of crash courses in bees, and it's a fascinating thing to learn about the bees, because so often we just kind of generalize, Michelle, like there's good bees, then there's the bad bees, like the Africanized bees we know, you know, get into, they cause problems. So what did you learn about all this?
I learned that there's only essentially a few species of bees that are honey producing. A majority of them do not produce honey, and they don't live in hives and colonies. They're solitary bees.
Really?
So the four bees in our campaign are different species of bees that we have on our grounds, but, you know, one's a leaf cutter bee, one's a carpenter bee, one's a cactus bee, and one's a blue mason orchard bee. And those are all solitary bees. They have bee nurseries. They drop, you know, they can burrow into the ground, live in the ground. They can live in wood. So it's just kind of dispelling your preconceived notions of all bees produce honey or all bees look a certain way.
Bees are very important, certainly, to your grounds at Tohono O'Toole.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of our plants rely upon them. You know, as like our retail greenhouse, we wouldn't be able to continue to propagate plants and continue our gardens if we didn't have good bees on the grounds.
Now, I know that bees don't do the pollinating for the queen of the night, which is those wonderful once a year
big blooms that we've all seen. The big night, and we'll get back to bees in a second, but it's a moth, actually, that pollinates those beautiful plants.
Yeah, I learned it's the hawk moth, and mm-hmm. you know, it comes out that kind of three-day time span of bloom night, and for the Pinocereus greggii, and it pollinates those specifically. So bloom night we had on Saturday, and you can probably see them flitting about.
Yeah, and bloom night, tell us this year, it was a huge success. Over 1,000 people, I think you were mentioning 1,500 mm-hmm. people came to the park, and does that happen like, that must be really, I have to check that out one of these years. Does it happen like within a few hours, they're all starting to open all the plants?
So what we do, we have Bloom Watch. People sign okay. up for our weekly newsletters, and Lee, who's the director of our general services, is basically the plant guru for this, and he'll give us kind of a time frame. It could be anywhere really from May to August. So he'll keep us informed of the growth of the majority of them. And he only is able to kind of give us a 6-hour headwind. And that's actually pretty decent to mobilize everybody.
Email all the folks that are interested and then mm-hmm. they all head to the park.
Yeah. So really 1,500 people wow. mobilizing in a matter of hours to come down
cool.
and check it out.
So what's planned for the Adopt-A-Bee as far as any activities that we should know about?
So part of your Adopt-A-Bee, you get to name your bee, but then you're also invited to the exclusive pollinator party that we have on Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. Great sponsors such as Edible Baja Arizona came in strong behind it to promote it for us. But we're also working with Whiskey Del Bach, Three Wells Tequila, and Dos Manos Apiaries. So we'll have a regional honey bar with Dos Manos so people can taste the different flavor profiles of honey made throughout the region by different plants. We also have Whiskey Del Bach doing some samples, Three Wells Tequila sampling the prickly pear tequila, which is pretty fantastic.
Put a little local honey and yeah. your favorite yeah. spirit, right?
Yeah.
And then got a great cocktail.
And then
very
the,
natural.
The Garden Bistro is going to be there with some food and cuisine. They're doing honey caviar, ooh. Honey gelato. So they're really kind of adding, playing with honey and the locality of it.
Where is Tohono O'Toole located? For those, we always have new people that are listening to the program and visitors, folks who have perhaps just moved to the area. Tell us a little bit about the park.
Well, we're on the northeast corner of Vine and Oracle, so just right across the street from that Whole Foods. We're mm-hmm. hidden and tucked in the back, but we've been there since 1985. The land and the property was gifted to us by the Wilson family, and in 1985, it became a not-for-profit botanic garden called Tohono O'Toole.
Used to be a bookstore over
yeah,
there,
the
too.
Haunted Bookshop.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Back in the day.
And what happened to that building?
That became, I believe that became one of the buildings on the grounds. I can't be uh-huh. sure which one it is. Okay. As I'm super new and there's
right.
a lot of history to learn. But, you know, we have an education center. We have galleries. We have the Garden Bistro. We have some really nice museum shops. So it's not just a botanic garden. It's also additional experiences on the gardens.
So this was the Wilson's property.
Mm-hmm.
How many acres did they
49
have?
49 acres.
49 acres. That's a lot of acreage.
Yeah.
I guess when they had it originally, it was really like out in the country.
Oh, absolutely. You look at in the gallery, they have some photos from the 60s, and it's really
yeah.
interesting to see the change over time and the transition. But yeah, the land was purchased in 1937. It changed hands over the years and became the property of the Wilsons in the 60s. So it's kind of been in our hands since then.
So the Tohono O'Toole is then a foundation that runs the
organization. Not-for-profit,
Not-for-profit
yeah.
that runs the organization. So if someone wants to come to the party, Adopt-A-Bee, mm-hmm. what would you suggest? Go to the website?
Go to our website, okay. tohonoochul.org/bee. You'll get all the information there on how to adopt your bee. It's only $5. You get to support us keeping the grounds bee-friendly with bee nurseries and specific plants to have for them. But then upon that, you will not only, for your $5, receive be allowed to name your bee. You get a digital photo of your bee with the name on it and an invite to our party on Friday.
Oh, that sounds like fun. And Tohono O'Toole does wonderful things throughout the year. Your plants sale is very famous.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you've got some great, looking for some some odd cacti or succulents that put that on usually in the mm-hmm. fall, right?
Well, we have our retail greenhouse, which is open year-round, so you can kind of get our plants at any point in time. But we have three sales throughout the year. We have a spring plant sale, a fall plant sale, and the fall's coming up in October. Mm-hmm. But we also host a Monsoon Madness, which is July 29th and 30th. And that talks about a different kind of plant. You get to meet the growers. I know we get kind of nationally renowned growers in there to sell their plants, talk to you about care for their plants. But that's exciting. Starting in the end of July.
All right, Michelle Armstrong from Tohono O'Toole Park. And again, the website to find out about the big Adopt-A-Bee party, which is coming up this Friday, they should go to
TohonoO'Toole.org/bee.
All right. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up this afternoon, my friend and producer, engineer Ray Allen, will be back at 4 to 5 with Mike Shaw. And they'll be talking, I'm sure, about this crazy heat wave we're having and a lot of other things. And then tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe, 6 to 8. The Daily Double with Christy Simone and a different guest host every day. And then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with Ray. We will do it all over again. We will put together a great hour tomorrow for you on The Buckmaster Show. Until then, please stay cool, stay hydrated. If you have some out-of-town friends, advise them to maybe put off the hiking for a little bit till things cool down a bit. Have a great afternoon.